Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Rising Parent Podcast. I'm your host, Tim.
And I'm Edna.
Are you tired of meltdowns turning your home into a battlefield?
Or feeling like you're constantly putting out emotional fires?
Yeah, well, today we're tackling a super important topic, raising resilient kids. As licensed childcare professionals for over 20 years, Edna has a knack for supporting parents through those hazy early months, and I often help families navigate behavior and communication challenges. We're here to help you equip your kids with the tools they need to bounce back from adversity.
Exactly. We're diving into Raising Resilient Kids, Strategies for Emotional Intelligence. It's not about bubble wrapping them, but about building their inner strength.
That's right, because life throws curveballs, doesn't it?
Every single day.
All right, let's get started. So, Edna, let's define resilience. What does it actually mean when we talk about resilient kids?
Well, Tim, I think it's about more than just toughing it out. It's about the ability to adapt well in the face of adversity, trauma, tragedy, threats, or even significant sources of stress, like school pressures or family problems. It's not that resilient kids don't experience those things, but they're better equipped to cope.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I remember a family I worked with. Their son was so sensitive. Any little bump or bruise and he'd dissolve into tears. They were worried he was too fragile.
And that's understandable. It's tough to see your child struggle. What did you do?
We focused on building his emotional vocabulary, helping him identify what he was actually feeling, because sad could be anything from slightly disappointed to absolutely devastated.
Exactly. You've got to name it to tame it, right?
Precisely. And once he could articulate that, we started working on strategies for managing those feelings. Things like taking deep breaths, drawing, even just having a good cry in a safe space.
That's great. It's all about giving them the tools, not just the comfort.
Absolutely. So what are some key strategies we can use to foster this emotional intelligence and resilience?
Okay, well, first, like you said, is helping kids understand and label their emotions. It sounds simple, but it's huge. Start young. Use picture books. Talk about how characters and stories are feeling. Model it yourself.
Modeling is key. Kids are like little sponges, absorbing everything we do, good and bad. I remember another family. The parents were always arguing, and it was always a screaming match. Their daughter was constantly anxious.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, we had to work with the parents on their conflict resolution skills, teaching them to argue constructively and show their daughter that disagreements didn't equal total chaos.
It's about showing them healthy ways to deal with conflict rather than avoiding it altogether.
Right. Another strategy is fostering a growth mindset.
Ooh, tell us more about that.
It's the belief that abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and hard work. Instead of praising kids for being smart, praise them for their effort and persistence.
Wow, you really stuck with that puzzle, even when it was hard, instead of, "You're so good at puzzles."
Exactly. It shifts the focus from innate talent to effort and learning. This helps kids see setbacks as opportunities for growth, not as failures.
I love that. It also ties into teaching problem-solving skills. Don't just swoop in and fix everything for them.
Nope. Empower them to find their own solutions. Ask questions like, "What have you tried already?" Or, "What are some other ways you could approach this?"
I remember a little girl at our daycare who was building a tower with blocks. It kept falling over and she was getting frustrated. Instead of rebuilding it for her, I asked, "What do you think is making it fall?" She started experimenting with different bases and eventually figured it out. The pride on her face was priceless.
That's the magic. It's building that sense of competence and self-efficacy. They learn that they can overcome challenges.
And it's okay to make mistakes. In fact, mistakes are essential for learning. Create a safe space where they feel comfortable taking risks and trying new things.
Definitely. One of the biggest challenges I see with parents is the urge to protect their kids from all discomfort.
Oh, the lawnmower parents, clearing every obstacle in their child's path. I know them.
Right, but that actually hinders their development. They need to experience some adversity to build resilience.
It's like strengthening a muscle. You have to put it under stress to make it stronger.
A great analogy. So, what are some practical ways parents can create that safe space for risk-taking and mistake-making?
It starts with your reaction. If they mess up, don't freak out. Don't shame them or make them feel like they're a failure. Focus on the learning opportunity. Ask, what did you learn from this? Or what would you do differently next time?
And avoid rescuing them too quickly. Let them struggle a little bit. It's hard to watch, but it's important.
It is. Another strategy is teaching kids about perspective taking.
Meaning?
Helping them understand that other people have different thoughts, feelings, and experiences. This builds empathy and helps them navigate social situations more effectively.
I see. So if a child is upset because a friend won't share a toy, you could help them understand that the friend might be feeling protective of the toy because it's new or special.
Exactly. And that doesn't excuse the friend's behavior, but it helps the child understand it and respond in a more constructive way.
It fosters understanding and compassion.
Precisely. And finally, and this is huge, is promoting self-care.
Absolutely. We often focus so much on academics and extracurriculars that we forget about the basics.
Right. Sleep, nutrition, exercise, downtime, these are all essential for emotional well-being. A tired, hungry, and stressed-out child is going to have a much harder time coping with challenges.
It's like trying to run a marathon on an empty tank. You're going to crash and burn.
Or a phone with a dead battery. You can't expect it to work.
So true. It's about teaching kids to prioritize their own well-being and to recognize when they need to take a break and recharge.
And it's not selfish to prioritize self-care. It's necessary. It allows them to be their best selves and to show up for others.
Yeah, teaching kids about self-compassion is crucial too. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend.
Especially when things are tough.
Right, because everyone makes mistakes. Everyone has bad days. It's about learning to forgive yourself and to move forward.
It's about building that inner resilience, that inner voice that says, okay, I messed up, but I'm still a good person and I can learn from this.
Exactly. It's not about perfection. It's about progress.
Amen to that, Tim.
So, let's recap the key takeaways for our listeners.
Sounds good.
First, help kids understand and label their emotions.
Name it to tame it.
Second, foster a growth mindset. Praise effort and persistence, not just talent.
Celebrate the journey, not just the destination.
Third, teach problem-solving skills. Empower them to find their own solutions.
Don't be a lawnmower parent.
Fourth, create a safe space for risk-taking and mistake-making.
Mistakes are learning opportunities.
Fifth, teach perspective-taking and build empathy.
Walk a mile in someone else's shoes.
And finally, promote self-care and self-compassion.
You can't pour from an empty cup.
There you have it. 6 strategies to raise resilient kids.
It's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself and your children.
Absolutely. And remember, you're not alone. We're all in this together.
Now that's something to remember.
Edna, it's been a pleasure.
Always is, Tim.
Thanks for joining us on the Rising Parent Podcast. We hope you found this episode helpful.
If you did, please subscribe to our podcast and visit our website at risingparent.org.
Until next time, happy parenting.